It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each one of you for listening today. You know, the topic for our show was supposed to be attention deficit disorder, and we had asked Stephanie Schmidt, a parent of a son with some attention problems, to be our special guest. And, you know, sad to say, Stephanie's grandmother passed away this week, and at this very hour, she is at her grandmother's funeral. So we believe that Stephanie has so much to add to our discussion that we decided to reschedule the ADD show for September 6th. So we changed topics today. But I think you'll love this topic. We do. The topic is how nutrition affects fertility. So maybe if you were looking for the other show, but you know somebody that is really struggling with infertility, you know, call them up. Tell them to listen to the show today. So somehow the idea that both men and women's ability to conceive is often related to what they're eating and drinking is really a pretty new thought for a lot of people. You know, we want to expand on this thought and to share some research about fertility from the Harvard School of Medicine. And I'm happy to say our co-host is Christina Swegert. She is also a licensed nutritionist. She sees clients in our St. Paul and in our White Bear office, and she teaches a lot of our classes, especially for businesses and for nonprofit groups. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. You know, surprisingly, the Harvard School of Medicine found that consuming high-fat dairy products really supported fertility, and that the people who are eating the low-fat and no-fat dairy products decreased fertility. So this is something we're going to be talking about. And if you are someone who is trying to get pregnant, you know, a simple change for you to make in your eating plan might be to switch to whole milk. Or maybe it's full-fat cottage cheese. Or even if you are having that dessert, make it full-fat ice cream and not the low-fat frozen yogurt.
Oh, I think a lot of people will go for that one for
right.
sure.
Right, yes, it tastes so much better.
But even, you know, in your mind, switching from drinking skim milk to whole milk or from eating fat-free yogurt to full-fat yogurt, you know, that really sounds pretty simple. But so many people, especially in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s, have been so convinced by TV nutrition that fat is bad, so they really have a difficult time trying to make that switch.
Right. It is difficult for a lot of people. I know that's usually a question I get asked over and over again, is about the whole full-fat foods and dairy products. And one thing we do recommend is that when people do eat the full-fat dairy products, really try and buy it organically.
Yes, agreed.
So that way they're getting a good quality. You know, and I think what really the fear that's been driven into people is that if they eat those foods, they're afraid they're going to get fat. And they think that eating fat equals body fat.
But honestly, the research shows that 90% of the people gain weight from eating too many processed carbohydrates. You know, and another food group that tends to decrease fertility for people.
Yes, carbohydrates is a big issue. And you know, the research on fertility and diet that Harvard Medical School did was not the first research on this topic. But since it was from Harvard, people are really listening, and there's been a lot of articles written about it because of its source.
You know, one of the, Weston A. Price, he was a dentist and a researcher back in the 1930s. And we often talk about this in our weight and wellness class. And what he did is to gather information, he traveled to remote areas and he studied groups of people who had not been exposed to the Western diet. And he discovered these groups and tribes of people had rituals around conception. And they had men and women actually eating a special conception diet before they were even thinking about, as soon as they got married, they were put on this kind of eating plan.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, in each primitive culture of people, the men and women were instructed to eat these special foods. And it varied a little bit from one group to another, but these foods usually contained higher levels of fat. And they really strongly believed and saw the evidence of it, that these foods that were higher in fat really increased their fertility. And what a lot of the research in Weston A. Price's research showed is that they were getting diets that were much higher in vitamins A and D, which are so important for hormones and fertility and supporting a healthy pregnancy.
So, Christina, like what kind of foods might they be eating that, you know, some of these primitive cultures were eating?
Well, one thing that they did not cut out was animal fats. And they were eating from very healthy animals. They would eat the whole animal. They would eat their fat. The Eskimos would eat the blubber. And I know in some cultures they had parents who were trying to conceive eating a lot of eggs. They would eat like 10 a day or something like that. One culture, I remember reading that. And then they did eat nuts and seeds. They ate good, fresh, cold water fish. That gave them a lot of the good, healthy fats as well. And you have to remember that vitamins A and D are fat-soluble vitamins. So if you aren't eating healthy fats in your diet from good sources, you're not getting that. And we all know that vitamin D is difficult for us to get anyways living up here.
And so they were eating the high-fat type of products, meals and, you know, like liver and the blubber and all that. So they were actually getting all those needed nutrients, and they had healthy pregnancies.
Right.
And it seemed like it was pretty easy for them to conceive.
Yeah, and people a lot of times I know say, well, I buy the fortified milk. Well, it's different. When they have to fortify something, it's not processed exactly the same in the body as if you're getting it naturally in its original form. So
I think what happened is that the researchers, when they discovered that, the Harvard researchers at least, when they found that the people actually had better fertility when they were eating high-fat dairy products, it sort of surprised them, too.
Yeah, it did.
So, you know, it was, you know, Weston A. Price did all this research, and then, unbelievably, 75 years later, Harvard found the same results. But really, the only difference is 75 years earlier, the primitive cultures, you know, they didn't have to be concerned about trans fats or any of these refined oils that we have around today.
Right. It's a big issue. And, you know, we know that 1 in 6 women really have a hard time getting pregnant. And the Harvard study found that the worst foods by far for fertility were the foods that contain trans fats.
Now, we talk about this all the time.
We do.
Trans fats. But this is true. The worst fat for fertility were these trans fats. So if you're eating things like margarine, Crisco, coffee shop muffins, cookies, chips, coffee creamers, you know, you may have a higher risk of getting, you know, having infertility, really. And it may be more difficult for you to conceive.
Right. You know, and there's a quote that I think is really interesting. It's from the book, The Fertility Diet. And it says, across the board, the more trans fats in the diet, the greater the likelihood of developing ovulatory infertility. It's pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward. So if you're one of the six who are trying to conceive, so you might have to ask yourself, what am I eating that contains trans fats?
And I think, you know, this gets talked about a lot and even in the media, but I still think people don't realize that they still are eating them and are often surprised at the foods that contain the hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils. And anytime the ingredients say that, and you have to check the ingredient list, if it says hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated, there are trans fats in that food, even if it says 0 grams trans fat up in the nutrition label.
Well, I know when we're teaching classes or when we see clients all the time, they'll say, yeah, but it says 0 trans fats.
Right.
So what does that mean?
Right. Well, they can say that if there's less than 0.5 gram per serving.
And the serving might only be 2 chips.
Right. Yeah, or maybe you have a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, and it all adds up. And what isn't it? Only 2 grams, they say, is unsafe?
4.
4.
4 grams
so.
Definitely causes more infertility.
Yep.
So Christina, what kind of foods are you going to find these kind of trans fats? And maybe you wouldn't eat 2, maybe you would eat 6.
Right. Well, it's processed foods. Usually a lot of foods that are in a package have trans fats. Things like microwave popcorn, and I know a lot of people do that for lunch or have it every night before they go to bed. Frozen pizzas, you can oftentimes find them in, or I know sometimes the pizza crust mixes sometimes have it in there. Saltine and Ritz crackers will have graham crackers, Teddy Grahams, all those types of things. Chicken nuggets. And, you know, a lot of protein bars out there still have hydrogenated oils in it. And there was one time I was talking with someone, they had been buying one kind of protein bar, and then they found this one at Sam's Club that looked to be the same when they looked at the protein and carbs and all that kind of stuff.
But probably less expensive.
Yes, less expensive. And I said, well, let me just double check the ingredients, because I always do that. And sure enough, I found there were hydrogenated oils, I think some corn syrup in there, both things to really avoid, especially if fertility is an issue.
And you can see why they could sell that protein bar less expensively, because, mm-hmm. of course, oils that are refined are much less expensive
right.
than these unrefined oils. And, of course, corn syrup sweetener.
Yeah.
I mean, we know. So, you know, if you're listening and you may be wondering, why do trans fats have such a negative impact on fertility? I mean, I know I would if I was listening and I'd say, well, okay, well, what's the deal here? So fats actually make up the cell membrane, or the wall around every one of your cells. You know, if that cell wall is made up of trans fat, the receptors on the cell wall will be kind of hard and crusty, which won't allow the hormonal messages to move from one cell to another. You know, trans fats have been described as being one molecule away from being plastic. So think of your cells as being made of plastic. So they're hard and crusty, and you're not going to be able to get these messages, these hormonal messages moving back and forth, as you don't get your insulin messages being moved back and forth, as you don't get your neurotransmitters moving back and mm-hmm. forth. So it affects every cell in your body, these trans fats.
Right. I think just helping people remember that your cells are made out of fats. Mm-hmm. I mean, so if you start to deprive your body of fats, there's going to be breakdown. If you put in the wrong fats, there's going to be breakdown. So if your cell wall is made up of healthy fats from foods like butter or olive oil, avocados, then those cell membranes are going to be strong, and they're going to have a much higher sensitivity to those hormone messages. So they're going to be able to receive those messages, pass them on, and those receptors are open, and your body's just going to be working much more in balance and telling everything to do what it's supposed to do.
You know, it's kind of interesting. There is just a lot of biochemistry behind this. And mm-hmm. one of the main factors on supporting that basic biochemistry is healthy fats.
Right.
And there's nothing else that we keep saying that over and over for people. You know, it protects your blood vessels. It protects all your every organ in your body to be eating healthy fats. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's probably time to take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you leading-edge nutritional information. In our recent research study found that low levels of vitamin D appear to be associated with a higher risk of a heart attack in men. Men with vitamin D deficiencies, and what they mean by that is having 15 nanograms per liter of blood or less. That's pretty low, 15.
Per milliliter.
Milliliter.
Yeah.
Okay. Had an increased risk for a heart attack. So low levels, increased risk of heart attacks. You know, most people need 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams of vitamin D per day in Minnesota, for sure, and in Wisconsin and in North Dakota and South Dakota. So if you have questions for us today, 651-641-1071.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of a cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for Balanced Moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. This is a bit of interesting news. The FDA has now admitted that mercury from amalgam dental fillings may be toxic to children and unborn developing babies. The website for the FDA states dental amalgams contain mercury, which may have neurotoxin effects on the nervous system of developing children and fetuses. very interesting response to a lawsuit filed by concerned individuals.
Yes, it is. It was that was a very interesting piece of research that came out. So I think we're going to take a couple of callers. Hi, Donna. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
The vitamin D. Every other day I lay out in the sun, 15 minutes on my back, 15 on my stomach. Can I get away without that D until fall?
You probably can, but, you know, to be safe, even some people, even if they're out now in the sun, because, you know, at our I guess it's latitude, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We still are not getting much vitamin D from our sun.
Well, every day I take a calcium, and it has 400 milligrams of D.
Mm-hmm. You know, the safest thing to do is go in and have a blood test and see what your actual level is.
Oh.
And that is the best way to know.
Level of vitamin D?
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. And it should be, you know, above 55, you know, kind of in that range, above 50, 55 is in the safe range then.
Do you actually think the insurance company is going to let me do that?
I think so.
You should.
A lot of people are doing it. Yes.
Well,
you know, it's an epidemic problem these days.
So you think, what's the range?
Anything above about 50, 55 is considered safe now.
Oh.
You know, up to 100, 150, I think, is the range for most of the tests now.
You know, that's this mercury thing. What about adults that still have mercury in their mouth?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, we know that some people have them removed. And you know, I know that you have to be very careful when you do that. But I think it's at least the Dental Association is sort of coming up, at least the FDA is saying we need to be aware of this now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Thanks, girls.
All right. Yep, thanks for the call. So let's
got another one.
Well, we did have a person on the line, and I can tell you what the question was. It was from a gentleman, and his question was, do trans fats actually have an effect on not only on fertility but on sex drive?
Right.
And you know,
I would say yes. I don't know if I've read anything directly, but I mean, we do know that circulation is important, you know, and just for some of, well, for sex drive and for sometimes erectile dysfunction, things like that. But also, a lot of times, low sex drive is a result of low testosterone in men and women, and our body makes those sex hormones from healthy fats and cholesterol. So if we're putting in processed ones, it's going to affect our body's ability to make healthy hormone levels.
Definitely. And so it is going to make a difference. So, you know, again, going back to that, real fat is probably the best way to make sure that, you know, the sex drive stays up, the testosterone level stays up, all those things. So,
and avoiding the processed sugars, too, so you're not increasing estrogen.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, and you know, we know that a lot of alcohol decreases that level of testosterone and other toxic substances that are out in the environment also does that. So let's go back. We were kind of talking a little bit before break about, you know, we were talking about trans fats. And, you know, it's just if you kind of take a look at this and maybe just make one or two changes in how you're eating, you can have a big impact on how fertile people are.
Right. And like we mentioned earlier, as few as 4 grams of trans fats per day really can dramatically increase the risk of fertility. And it's not too difficult to get 4 grams of trans fat a day if you're not being careful.
And we are not saying that. I mean, we are saying it. But this is what research, this is what the Harvard research said.
Right.
4 grams of trans fats. Well, so let's take a look at this. You know, if you have a small bag of chips, that's 4 grams of trans fats. Or if you have an order of small, now this is a small order of French fries, 5 grams of trans fats. Isn't that sad?
It is. And a lot of people and a lot of kids eat those. You know, 1 cup of microwave popcorn can give you 6 grams of trans fat.
Think about that. 1 cup of microwave popcorn.
Right. And most people don't eat just 1 cup.
No, exactly.
Fish sticks can give you 3 grams of trans fats. So I know a lot of people, that's how they get their fish. 3 Chips Ahoy cookies are going to give you 2 grams of trans fat.
And who would ever believe this? But a fortune cookie has 1 gram of trans fats. You know, I think if you eat trans fats, the fortune inside that cookie will say, you're not pregnant this month. Yep, it's like it's in your horoscope, too, or right. in the fortune cookie.
Right. So here are some bad news breakfasts that people grab on the go. Things like the egg muffin sandwiches with the fried potato squares. Both of those are going to have trans fats. Not a good way to start the day off.
That probably, if we were to estimate that, that probably has 11 or 12, at least 11 or 12 grams of trans fats, wouldn't you say?
Probably.
Yes.
Which is a lot.
Yes.
Another bad news breakfast might be a mocha coffee and a muffin. I think a lot of women and men grab that for breakfast. Or the donut at the gas station with a coffee. Or those powdered, I just saw somebody getting one the other day, those powdered cappuccino machines at the gas station. You know, if you do that with a donut at the gas station, that will also give you a lot of trans fats.
Exactly.
Again, two breakfast cereal bars are also bad news breakfast. Check the ingredients again. You might be surprised and really need to stay away, again, from the ingredients that say partially hydrogenated and hydrogenated fats, and really trying to avoid the refined oils such as corn and soybean oils as well. Do we have to take a break? Or
I think we probably should take a break.
Okay.
So, you know, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. Some new research found that the rising current, raising current recommended daily allowances of vitamin D from 200 IUs, that's what it used to be for kids, to 2,000 IUs, could boost bone health among children. Researchers found that vitamin D at doses equivalent to 2,000 IUs a day is not only safe for adolescents, but is actually necessary for achieving desirable vitamin D levels. So if you have questions for us about fertility or other questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here today with Darlene Kvist, also a licensed nutritionist, and we are discussing the role that nutrition plays in fertility. And according to a research study published in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, 9 out of 10 food advertisements shown during Saturday morning children's TV programming are foods of poor nutritional quality. So I really think, you know, as a parent, we really need to be proactive when it comes to our kids watching TV. Either monitor it, limit it, or just don't let them watch it, because there's a lot of bad messages.
There certainly are.
That come to our kids through the TV.
Yes, there are. So I think what we're going to do is take a caller from Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi, Dar. Thanks for having me.
Hi there.
My question was, I have a 2-year-old, and you're talking about the importance of vitamin D, and I just want to make sure that I give him enough of that or get it to him. What is the best way to do that? My doctor had me switch away from whole milk to 2%. Should I not be doing that?
Go ahead, Christina.
Oh, yeah. I would say go back to the whole milk.
Definitely.
Okay.
And buy it organically if you can.
Yes.
And, you know, kids need to be on whole milk.
Yeah. Yep.
How long? Really, all their life? Or, I mean,
yes.
I still drink my kids' whole milk. We all drink it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Cedar Summit Farms, I think, is a great brand to buy out of the stores, and they don't homogenize it, and so that doesn't break down those healthy fats, so then it's going to be more absorbable.
Okay.
And also they sell cream. The Cedar Summit Farm cream is another way that you could get those good healthy fats, and they grass feed their cows, so they're probably going to be a little higher in vitamin D. The whipping cream, I use that in my kids' eggs every morning.
Oh, really?
Or over berries as a snack.
Okay.
So, you know, another thing, Amy, as you're thinking about it, you know, Christina just mentioned eggs. Well, if you're eating eggs from chickens that are outside, those egg yolks are going to have a lot of vitamin D in it. And so that's another way that you're going to be getting vitamin D from food. But another one that I think probably like our grandmothers did was we used to take cod liver oil. And a cod liver oil, a teaspoon, has about 400 milligrams of vitamin D. And it is, you know, it's the oil from the liver of the cod. That's how that's why they call it cod liver oil.
Right.
You know, and that's high. And so that would be another way for a 2-year-old to get their vitamin D, and for any age, actually.
Right.
So You know, I think going back, some people, I know in the Brook Nourishing Traditions, they believe that you feed kids organic liver.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when you do that, you get a lot of vitamin A and a lot of vitamin D for kids. And, it's amazing. Kids like that taste. You know, sometimes we don't like that taste, but yes. Kids like
right.
it.
And when you start them early, too, they...
Yeah,
it's normal.
Right. So, thank you very much. That's very helpful tips.
Okay, thanks, Amy. We love the question.
You. Great.
Thank you.
And it looks like we've been waiting to have somebody call in today.
Yes, we do. I think so. Jeanette, are you on the line? Jeanette?
Yes.
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dar. Good to hear you and Christina giving all this good information out.
Thank you. Well, we are pleased, just so everybody knows who we're talking about, to welcome Jeanette Trucius to our show today. Jeanette is a psychologist that offers a great 10-week series for couples that really focuses on reducing stress in order to help them get pregnant.
You know, I think, Jeanette, as far as I know, this is kind of a new concept, isn't it? I know that there's all these fertility clinics that are popping up around the country, and you have a whole different approach to this. You kind of have a mind-body kind of program, and it's like a 10-week program, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a 10-week program for couples to learn a lot of coping skills for dealing with all the stress that comes along with fertility challenges. And it's very supportive of other techniques people are doing. And it has been very well received in the Twin Cities. Over 200 couples have completed this program now and been very glad. They learned the techniques and they got the support and formed a community that lasts beyond the 10 weeks as well. And I bring in experts like Dar and Christina to my class to talk about fertility and nutrition.
Yes.
Actually, this past Wednesday, there were 15 couples at Nutritional Weight and Wellness hearing this important information and glad to be there.
And some of them kind of surprised at the information, but I think sometimes it just takes people a while to kind of, especially to switch from that low fat into eating more fat. It's mm-hmm. a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeanette, with this kind of a program, what kind of success rates have you had? And I suppose most couples, that's what they're wanting. And I suppose it depends on what you're really talking about when you're saying success rates. But a lot of them would say, have people actually gotten pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I've done a correlation with one of the main clinics in town and their patients who have taken my 10-week class, and there's a 78% pregnancy rate.
Wow.
With people who take my class and who go to that clinic. So
that's
we're
amazing.
Very pleased about that. And we say that this class can enhance people's chances of becoming pregnant,
right.
But that the main goal, is that they learn to cope with whatever happens and whatever paths to parenthood they may wind up taking.
Right, which
that has proven true.
Right, which is so important. So since you're having this great success, maybe you can tell people where you're located, and you've kind of been telling us about the program, maybe a couple of things, specific things that you guys do.
Sure. The class is typically held at St. Catherine's campus. My website to find out more information is Jeanette.net, drjeanette.net. And there's more information there and my phone number, too.
Okay.
I teach people meditation. I teach them deep breathing. We work on mindfulness meditation, communication, expression of anger, appropriately, expression of emotions. There's a lot of losses in this process and a lot of grieving that people need to do, which is both sad and mad feelings, and they get help in doing that. And
Jeanette, I was kind of interesting. One of the first times that I taught this class, I remember one of the ladies saying, why do I have to change my eating habits when I see these other people drinking Mountain Dew and eating French fries and they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even at that level mm-hmm. where you really have to adjust your lifestyle to have, to conceive is kind of upsetting to a lot of people.
It is.
But
there's nothing fair about challenges with fertility.
No. But we know that when they do make those changes, and they're going to have a much healthier pregnancy, and it's going to set their their whole life up for better health with all the things that you're teaching them, not just the nutritional aspects, the meditation and stress reduction and everything. I'm sure you must see that all the time with people.
Yes. Yep. It helps in all areas of their life. And what they learn in my class, they can take forward with them into parenting, into their marriages, into their jobs, you know, their tools for living for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Great. And I love the fact that you have some of the classes are for just the women, but then you incorporate the husbands as well, right?
Yes. The men have been coming to 3 of the 10. And now, since we've invited them to the nutrition one at the request of the women, they'll now be coming to 4 out of the 10.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed having the men at the class Wednesday night. It was great. It was a great addition to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And, some of them were right on board. You could just see it in their eyes, and they were either had already made some changes or they wanted to make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a couple other ones that maybe not so much. They weren't at that level yet, but they'll get there. Their wives will make them get there, probably.
It makes a lot of sense to have them both involved in food because that's so integral to family life.
It is. So, again, Jeanette, maybe just tell us, I know because you're on your lunch break, and we really do appreciate that you called in today.
Sure.
So give people how they can get a hold of you again.
Okay.
And they can, I think we'll probably put it up on our website, too, so that people can reach you that way. So
great, thank you. The phone number to reach me is 651-226-4704. That's the most direct way. And email would be drjeanette@comcast.net. And then the website, drjeanette.net.
Well, we really thank you for being on.
Yes, thank you.
And,
you're welcome. Thank you for doing the program and being there for my classes, too.
And I know this was really short notice for you, but we really appreciate it. And we love working with you. So
likewise.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
I remember the last time Jeanette was on our show, one of her clients actually called in who had been through the class and just encouraging people to take it because she had such a great experience. So I know a lot of people really benefit.
That's great. So let's see, where are we? I think what we probably should do is probably take another quick break here as I can kind of figure out where we're at. And you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company practicing and therapeutic nutrition. You know, if you think about this, 1 in 6 couples encounter major difficulties in conception. About 1/3 of the men's fertility is at the root of the problem. And another 1/3 of the men's fertility is a contributing factor. So sperm counts have dropped more than 50% over the past 50 years. And on recent research really finds that Minneapolis-St. Paul area and that kind of that surrounding area has some of the lowest sperm counts of any place in the United States. I think that's kind of surprising.
Yes.
So if you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and
welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And as a therapeutic nutritionist, I find many reasons a couple may be experiencing infertility. For males, even insufficient zinc levels might affect sperm production, not something that maybe people are always thinking about, also affects sperm motility and testosterone levels. You know, often minor nutritional deficiencies can reduce the fertility in both men and women. And you know, nutritional consultations often are very helpful, and they are available for couples at our St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake offices. So you could even call our St. Paul office today at 651-699-3438 to set up an appointment for 2 people as a couple.
Yes, and we do that an awful lot of times.
Yeah.
Set up appointments for couples. Now, let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that may actually affect the sperm count.
Right. And there was an interesting study that just came out, that was just talked about. I see the date on this little article was a little bit older, but it just came out again on the news 2 nights ago, I think I heard it, and it was a correlation between men eating soy and a decrease in sperm count. And this new study from the Harvard School of Public Health, again, in Boston, found that men who eat just a half of serving of soy each day have much lower sperm counts than men who do not.
And a half a serving of soy is not very much soy, is it?
No.
I mean, it's just, so think about people that are, they, you know, people in, have gotten in their head that soy is a healthy food.
Right.
But what this research is showing is it reduces fertility for men.
Right. And that's because of the estrogenic activity. It acts like estrogen in the body, which for men, you do have some estrogen, but you don't want to increase that activity because that in turn will suppress testosterone.
Exactly. So I think that fits in right now. We have a caller. Hi, Margaret. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes. Hi. I just tuned in, and I don't know if you covered the, you know, some tips on how men can increase their sperm.
Well, I think, you know, number one, I mean, you know, I think having enough zinc, I mean, certainly having enough zinc, and you say, okay, where do I get zinc? Well, we know that pumpkin seeds are high in zinc, mm-hmm. for one thing, so eating, you know, roasted pumpkin seeds, as long as they're not roasted in cottonseed oil, but really good quality ones. Also, eating meat. Meat is high in zinc. So, and then, Christina, you want to talk again, kind of repeat that about the...
Sure. Getting your protein sources from animal sources and not soy, because that is going to decrease sperm count. But also looking at what's in the diet that might be inhibiting that sperm count. So things like trans fats, which we've talked about, high fructose corn syrup or just processed carbohydrates, like from drinking a lot of pop.
Yes.
Also, just alcohol. A lot of these chemicals and toxins that are going in the body are going to reduce sperm count. And by removing them, often then that can increase.
So one of the reasons that they found that the fertility rate or the testosterone rate and was very low in men that are from this area is they're getting the atrazine runoff that's in these pesticides and fertilizers that's in all of our crop lands around this area, and it's actually getting into our water supply. And they were kind of surprised at that when they found that. So, you know, any time that you can keep yourself away from any solvents, any chemicals, it's like you get chemicals in food, you get chemicals in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all those places. You know, if you think about drinking pop, I mean... You know, that is probably one of the things that reduces fertility a lot in a lot of people,
right?
Because it leaches out the minerals out of your system, so it's going to deplete that zinc level. And, you know, you can connect all these dots with nutrition. So does that kind of help answer the question? Or?
No, well, thank you. Yes, it does. However, my husband and I mean, we both have, you know, I mean, we think of ourselves as healthy. You know, I mean, we don't drink soda pop. We... You know, limited alcohol.
Okay, so you were doing all those things, and then, but are you then, you know, going to and not eating trans fats, I would assume?
Right, no, you know, we really watch like the high fructose corn
okay.
syrup.
And you're not eating soy probably?
No.
And then are you eating full fat?
Well, you know, and that's maybe one piece that we could work on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that really is a critical piece. And
okay.
As we looked at the research, it was such a critical piece. And the other critical piece was to make sure that you're not eating processed carbohydrates or keep them down to a very low level. And we were going to talk a little bit more about that as we go along in the show, but processed carbohydrates, so you don't eat cereal for breakfast. You know, and some people think that that would be healthy, but it isn't healthy for fertility.
Okay.
So,
oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, come on in and see one of us, and we'd be happy to work with you. So
okay,
thanks.
You.
Thank you very much
call.
For the call. So I mean, I think these are all so interesting when we pull all this stuff together. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, there's this old saying out there that says you can never be too rich or eat too little fat. Is that right? Well, that's wrong. The Harvard study shows low fat and no fat products increase the risk of infertility.
Another thing, too, is, you know, a lot of us have heard the Snackwell's advertising messages. So good, can we ever make enough? Says the TV ads for the Snackwell's fat-free devil's food cookie cakes.
My gosh.
It's a mouthful. Or another one, it's just perfect, says the Häagen-Dazs low-fat ice cream.
So, you know, Häagen-Dazs is not bad if you look at the label, right?
Right.
But you got to get...
the real stuff.
The real stuff. And then you also have to look at the label and make sure that it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it.
Right.
And there's only one. Right. The vanilla.
Right.
The rest of them all have corn syrup in it. But, the, you know, you said you had
I don't think all of them do.
Well,
I have looked at some of them, but lot of them do. You have to be very careful.
Yes,
chocolate
peanut
butter was the one I used to like, but
okay,
for those special treats.
So now, is there another brand of ice cream that you like that's out, Christina?
Breyers will buy. I don't think that has corn syrup. And I think they just use sugar and cream and milk. But a lot of theirs, you have to watch. They'll use Snicker bars in them or Oreos. You want to stay away from those ones.
Okay. So I think if you buy an organic ice cream, mm-hmm. full fat, no corn syrup sweetener.
Right.
You're probably safe.
Yep.
And it increases fertility.
Yep.
There was a gentleman in our class on Wednesday. He just loved that message.
I'm sure. So really, I mean, I guess what the question we're asking is, could all these food companies be wrong? And the people who are having all these low-fat, fat-free foods in their refrigerator, is that causing a problem with their fertility?
Well, you know, really, the experts are saying that it's been wrong all the time. So I think what we need to do is probably take another break. You know, thank you for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition today. You know, we are teaching many two-hour single session classes coming up in the next 2 weeks. These classes are only $25, and class members walk away with life-changing information. In White Bear Lake, we have Foods to Build Happy, Focused Kids. It's a great class.
I'm teaching that one, actually.
Okay. August 5th, 6:30, Tuesday night. Jumpstart Your Metabolism. That's on August 6th, and that's in White Bear Lake. In Wayzata, we have Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods. That's August 7th. And in St. Paul, we have so many people with digestive problems. We got a great class called Gut Reaction, and that's August 5th. So if you want more details, you know, we can call us at 651-699-3438 or check our website, weightandwellness.com.
Ever find yourself asking, where did I leave my keys this time? How could I have forgotten that appointment? How will I ever get all this work done when I can't concentrate? Do you ever feel overloaded, like your mind can't keep pace with your life? We expect an awful lot of ourselves. No wonder our brains seem to shut down at times from information overload. Good mental functioning requires essential nutrients, especially good fats and protein. A diet high in processed foods and refined carbohydrates can leave you feeling scattered, forgetful, and mentally fatigued. You can improve your mental functioning simply by changing the way you eat. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and individual consultations that explain how balanced eating supports memory, creativity, focus, and moods. You will learn which breakfast foods give you a power-packed start to your day, along with how to eat for long-term brain health. For information about classes or individual consultations, call 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
First place. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And just to recap, we've been talking about things to do for the best fertility. And the thing we've been focusing on mostly is eating healthy fat. And the Nurses' Health study found that one or two servings of whole milk, full-fat yogurt, 4%, which is regular cottage cheese, or even full-fat ice cream supported ovulation and conception.
But skim milk and other low-fat dairy products decrease fertility.
Which for a lot of people is probably a new thought. So a couple other things for you to do to just really support your fertility. Stop eating foods that contain trans fats. So foods that say hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated in the ingredients. And stop eating all the refined oils such as soybean oil and corn oil.
And replace those low-fat foods with full-fat foods, especially beneficial for fertility, are full-fat dairy products. And, of course, we would recommend full-fat organic dairy products.
And, you know, we just mentioned this in the last segment, to really help support male fertility, to add a supplement of zinc, especially if there's low sperm count. Sometimes that's the best option. Or add in a serving of pumpkin seeds daily, which are also very high in zinc.
and avoid exposure to chemicals, solvents, pesticides, household chemicals. Don't smoke.
Yes, quit that smoking. And stop eating fast food. I think that's sometimes a very difficult thing for people, but it's really changing some of your priorities and lifestyle, and really limit the alcohol intake.
So it's just amazing what food can do to help increase fertility. So foods can create a problem, or foods can be the solution to the problem. So thank you for listening today.
A great day. All is groovy.